This week on Jags Wired. It wasn't the way the Jaguars wanted to win the division, but they'll take it.
We wanted to win the division by winning today. We weren't able to do that.
We look back at a disappointing performance on the West Coast.
We score, we be all right. We can't kick no field goal, though.
The Jags' last line of defense wore our microphone against the 49ers. You'll ride along with safety Deshaun Gibson.
That's a great momentum swing.
Plus, we'll take a closer look at Barry Church's red zone takeaway. All that and more on Jags Wired.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health. Changing healthcare for good. EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange. The only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Won 10 football games, and we've earned it, but we really can't celebrate it.
The Jaguars wanted to pull out the AFC South championship hats and wear them home from California, but their loss to the 49ers wouldn't allow it. They would, though, like to wear them after the season finale in Tennessee. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. Sunday's loss to the 49ers put a damper on the Christmas spirit for the Jaguars, but it didn't ruin their holidays. Likewise, it rained on the parade for a team that had earned the attention they were getting during their December run, but it didn't extinguish anything. The good news for those AFC South t-shirts and the Jaguars' momentum is the season finale is against the Titans on Sunday. The loss in San Francisco should provide plenty of motivation for the Jags, who have a few things to correct and a few things to build on, as you'll see in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
We're in a better position than we want to be in right now, right? All we got to do is take care of our business. That's what we've been doing.
Trying to clinch today. Trying to clinch today.
We are in Northern California where the Jaguars come to hopefully win a division title. They're on the road to play the San Francisco 49ers.
We better be game changers today, man. But it's by doing what we do.
We got something that we earning today.
Let's go, Keenan. Every play count, cuz. Let's go.
Josh Lambeau puts his foot to it, and we are underway.
Show them what you the best in the game.
I'll pay
them
hard enough.
You finally got your dude. Show them wider. Show them wider every single time.
Set the tone,
baby.
Let's go!
Play fake. Garoppolo rolls to the left, fires wide open as a tight end to the 10. To the 5, lowers his shoulder, and he's going to get knocked down. Correction, that is Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback. High formation, quarterback sneak. Garoppolo is into the end zone for the touchdown.
Just holding our point. Not to do nothing extra, just get playing ball. That makes sense. You get off and making them tackles, right?
Offset eye. They go quickly. Play fake. Garoppolo drops. Lots of time. Fires. Caught again. This is the tight end inside the 20-yard line. George Kittle, they're going right down the field on the Jags. This is a 27-yarder from the right half. The hold is down. Gold kicks it up. And the field goal is good.
Hands inside now. Nice job. Let's go.
Dropping the throws, Bortles. Fires middle of the field. That ball is going to be picked off. Tipped and picked off. This is going to be a pick six for the 49ers. It was tipped and intercepted. And Dante Johnson is going to run it back. A defensive touchdown for San Francisco, and they extend the lead. Extra point is blocked. The Jags are going to try and pick it up. They are going to pick it up. Now, this could be a two-point score. Aaron Colvin's going to run it back. They have blocked the extra point. Aaron Colvin is going to run it back. So the Jags are going to wind up getting 2 points out of this thing on a blocked extra point returned by Aaron Colvin.
This is a great challenge for this football team to get down in this ball game like they had, you know, to be able to fight back. And if you score right here, it certainly gives you a lot of confidence for the remaining part of the game.
Bortles goes to the left side, wants Dede Westbrook. Dede looks like he has it. Is he in the end zone? They're going to call it a catch at the half-yard line.
Boy, what body control. Now the Jaguars are going to go hurry up because they don't want the 49ers a chance to review it.
Under center is Bortles. The give to Fournette. Leonard leans forward, extended the football. No signal yet. Now touchdown.
Good job,
Dede. Good play, Dede. Great play, baby. Hey,
man. It's a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby! Fournette's our hero!
Yeah!
You're our hero, Fournette!
He's our hero, man! He's our main guy! He's our legend!
Hey, good job, man.
Hey, good job, boy.
Keep battling, boys. Keep battling.
Long snap count. He drops the throw. Looks. Fires to the back of the end zone. Diving attempt at the interception. And I think the Jags have picked this off in the end zone. Barry Church has picked it off in the end zone, and the Jags turn away the 49ers here. What a play by Barry Church.
Church! Are you going on? Great play, baby! Toto's coming.
Late drop to throw. Looks. Fires down the middle of the field, caught by Keelan Cole, spun away from a defender into 49ers territory. 45-yard line, slides down.
How about the throw on the deep crosser by Blake Bortles?
Shotgun. Play fake. Blake looks. Fires. T.J. Yeldon wide open. 35, 30, along the right sideline, knocked out of bounds. He faked it to T.J., then he checked it to him, and that's another first down as T.J. steps out of bounds at the 23-yard line, a 20-yard gain. He drops the throw. First and goal from the 5. Blake looks, steps up, fires in and out of the hands of Fournette, and then caught on the rebound by Jalen Strong for the touchdown. It went in and out of the hands of Fournette, and a diving touchdown catch by Jalen Strong.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
What I tell you, bro? Come on, bro. What I tell you, fam?
16 unanswered points to end the half by Jacksonville, and the Jags get the ball to start the second half. Dropping the throw is Blake. Stepping up, fires along the left sideline. That ball is caught by Keelan Cole. What a throw by Blake Bortles. Cole caught it and is out of bounds at the 26-yard line of the 49ers.
I don't know if that's not the prettiest throw that I've ever seen by Blake Bortles. He drops it literally not into a 5-gallon bucket, but into a lunch pail.
Wow. 45-yard attempt. He's 17 out of 18 as a Jag. Norton gets it down. Lambeau kicks it up, and the field goal is good. Josh Lambeau has been money.
Here we go, baby. Here we go, Big D. Let's go, baby.
This is a third down and 8 from the 27. He drops the throw. Looking. Now he's going to have to try and scramble out of there. The Jags are going to get it. The Jags got him in the backfield. That's going to be a sack for Saxonville. And the 49ers go three and out, and they're going to have to punt it away. That is Yannick Ngakoue with a sack.
Way to step up, man. That way to step up. Good job, babe.
Shotgun for Blake. He drops. Looks. Fires deep down the field. It is picked off. That ball is intercepted, and the 49ers are running it back inside the 30-yard line. He drops the throw. Fires to the middle of the field. That ball is caught by his tight end, and that's going to be a touchdown. Shotgun looks to throw. Looks to his left. Now scrambles a little bit. Still looking toward the end zone. Fires into the end zone, and that is going to be caught for the touchdown. Shotgun for Blake. Throws it along the right side as it's picked off. That was a bad throw. Intercepted along the far sideline. Running it back with the 49ers. He got it inside the 20-yard line. That might have been the worst miscommunication of the day for the Jaguars. And the give to Carlos Hyde. Inside the 5, he walks into the end zone. That was easy.
Hey, let's go.
3rd and 5. 4:39 to play. Bortles drops the throw. Looks, fires, crossing route, caught by Jalen Strong. That's a first down inside the 30. He's going to get it down to near the 25-yard line. They'll mark it at the 26.
We scored a touchdown. We'll go up for 2. Okay? All right.
Inside handoff to Yeldon. That time he's into the end zone for the touchdown. T.J. Yeldon, a 1-yard touchdown run.
You got to go for 2 here, Frank.
They roll to the right. They throw it back to the middle of the field to Koyak. He reaches for the goal line. He's in. Ben Koyak caught it and extended it toward the goal line. So the 2-point conversion is good. And the Jaguars have gotten it to a 10-point deficit. They trail 37-27.
Way to fight, fellas. Way to fight. Way to fight. Way to fight, fellas.
Josh Lambeau is going to onside it. There it is. A high hop. And it is. The ball is out. The ball is loose. And the Jags have it. And they pick it up.
But the Jags did recover. What a terrific onside kick by Josh Lambeau, who does about everything right. Bortles drops. Fires toward the end zone. That is caught for the touchdown by James O'Shaughnessy. An 11-yard touchdown pass and another touchdown for Jacksonville.
Can you say Heidi game?
Oh. Third down and 8 from the 30-yard line. Toss sweep to the left to Breida.
Trouble.
Inside the 25, he is going to race into the end zone. And that will end the game.
What a weird game. I mean, just a game of runs defensively. You never felt like they had their best stuff from the start.
But the body of work is this is a 10-5 football team that is a champion of its division.
You know, we know that there's something for us this postseason. We know there's a sense of accomplishment. But that's something that we'll look back on. Right now our focus is, you know, correcting that, doing a better job, you know what I'm saying, and getting ourselves ready to play, you know, the final game of the season.
Coming up on Jags Wire.
You know it's going to be a long day. You know it.
Safety Deshaun Gibson, playing some of his best football, was wired for sound in San Francisco.
Kind of dove for the ball, just made sure my hands were underneath it and intercepted it.
And take a closer look at the other safety's momentum-swinging takeaway. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wire.
You're already close to
the Tennessee lost?
Yeah, bro.
So Tennessee lost?
Yeah, they lost.
All right.
The Jaguars took the field in San Francisco before the Rams beat the Titans on Sunday, giving the Jaguars their first division title since 1999. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. Down 16-0 against the 49ers, the Jaguars started their own fire with a blocked extra point and a critical red zone takeaway, which is this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Garoppolo to the end zone, deflected and picked off. Interception by Barry Church.
Oh, that's a big momentum swing. I mean, anytime the offense gets into the red zone, I mean, it's huge because I mean, if they get to fourth down, they're getting three. If they get in the end zone, they're getting seven. So if you're able to make a play in the end zone to take away, you know, any type of points that the offense is able to get, it's a great momentum swing, and our offense took advantage of that.
You know, I was more excited that Church got the interception more so than me getting the sack. Just seeing the excitement on his face, and it's just a blessing to be able to have the opportunity to get after the ball, swipe it, and see one of your teammates get the success from that, man. It's an amazing feeling.
Those guys down there, I mean, they come off the edge and make the job a lot easier for me. So I'm able to capitalize on a lot of tip balls and quarterbacks having to hurry up and throw the ball when they haven't really read the defense. So those guys made my job a lot easier, and I'm just glad that I'm behind them.
In all aspects, when you can't get to the quarterback, you just got to find a way to make plays, whether that's playing against the run or setting the edge and just getting off blocks and making plays.
We were trying to disguise man-to-man coverage to get the quarterback confused pre-snap. So once we saw that motion go by the slot receiver, I kind of went back into my cover two look. I figured on my side, I only have one receiver and a running back. So me and the corner, I think it was A.J. Boye at the time, would be able to kind of vice that receiver, kind of take him away from the play.
I seen that the back was away from me. So I took the one-on-one, knowing that he wasn't there to chip me. I had to take most advantage of my rush right here because a lot of guys been chipping me lately.
You can see the pressure from the front four is unbelievable. I mean, you got Yannick coming off the edge. I think that's Dante Fowler coming off the edge as well. And then Calais and Malik pushing the pocket right into his face. So the quarterback immediately looks to my side. He knows he doesn't have time to go through all his progressions. So he kind of stares down my side.
Yeah, I got off the ball fast, double swipe, went for his outside hand, got it down, and went for the ball, man. And Church was right there to make the play.
Once I saw, I got my eyes back to the quarterback because I was kind of hoping he wasn't going to throw to the receiver because I'm like, man, I'm kind of in bad shape right here. But once I got my eyes got back and I saw that the ball was floating in the air, I just transferred straight to it and kind of dove for the ball, just made sure my hands were underneath it and intercepted it. Oh, yeah, four is my career high. Hopefully I can get another one this next week before the season ends. But it's been a great year for us so far, and hopefully we can continue this during the playoffs.
I was close, baby.
The Jags defense was close on a lot of plays Sunday. See and hear from Deshaun Gibson's perspective. That's next.
Matter of fact, don't ask me to mic me up no more. Y'all don't even post my pictures on Instagram. Y'all don't post me on the website. I ain't micing up no more, so the answer no.
Tashaun Gibson is a great talker, and he likes to do it, which is why we didn't have too much trouble convincing him to go back on this statement for training camp. Welcome back to Jags Wired. It's been a big year for the Jaguars defense, with star players and Pro Bowl performances all over the unit. Tashaun Gibson isn't going to the Pro Bowl, but he's been having a Pro Bowl caliber year for the defense all season. See his impact on the field for yourself in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
Hey, keep doing your thing.
Come on, you're ready.
I love you, dog.
Hey, yeah, I love you too, bro.
DB, what's up, baby?
Good to see you, man.
You too, baby.
Hey, best of luck to you doing your thing, baby.
I appreciate it.
Keep it going.
Can somebody get my black super bags, please?
You might have some out here.
I need double XL, black ones, just like that. Never compromise game for look, baby.
Never.
Trust T. Gibb. I'm gonna rock these just till they fall off.
Jimmy,
let me get an air in my helmet when you get a chance. You know it's gonna be a long day. You know it. I'm alert Frisco. 82 to me. They show stretch, so I go to pin the hip. Are you feeling it, Khalil? Nobody come, bro. I went to go.
Right.
And then I felt, I said, somebody open, bro.
Right.
85 was running, bro. We score, we be all right. We can't kick no field goal, though. Alert that empty, church. JJ, Frisco. Frisco. Hey, all they doing is boots, bro. No, you ain't getting that weak ass right there, dog. Come on. I was close.
Close.
I was close, baby. I close. I owe you one. Did this tight end run an over? Somebody ran an over route right here? Was it shallow? So you had to go to the split in the formation, bro.
Yes, I went to the right.
So, corners to the left. You go to the right. I'm the down safety. Play action. Run, play action.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
Doing great, man. Hey, good luck in the playoffs, all right?
I appreciate it.
Go kick ass.
No doubt, baby.
Great job, man.
How everybody doing, man?
I miss you, man.
Yeah, you know I miss you, dog.
You doing everything going over there good?
Yeah, everything good. Everything good. Everything solid.
Stay in touch.
Yeah, you know what?
I'll be rooting for you guys like crazy.
I appreciate it, man. Reach out, man. Keep in touch. You know what I'm saying?
Anything you ever need.
You already know.
Coming up, we'll hear more from San Francisco. That's next.
In this game of football, you get what you earn. The division, cool, we earned that, but this loss, we earned that too.
You could call him the last Jaguar, the last guy who wore a Jacksonville uniform in a playoff game, offering a little perspective after a disappointing performance in San Francisco. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars special teams came up big against the Niners, helping to spark a team trying to rally, as Jeff Loggeman explains in this week's Hidden Gem.
The Jaguars special teams performance has been a real positive of late, and certainly on Sunday, that was no different. Special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, once again, a great job. Let's take a look. And why was it a great job by special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis? Look at the get-off that Jalen Myrick has. This is something that's been scouted. He is right on the snap. In fact, he almost runs by the field goal, but he gets the block. And down the field they go. Aaron Colvin makes the recovery, and I love what happens at the end. Little awareness here. You block, I return, high five. And the onside kick by Josh Lambeau. I have never personally seen an onside kick get that kind of hype. Are you kidding me? And the 49ers make a mistake. They're supposed to block the five guys closest to the boundary, but they leave one guy open. Jadon Mickens ends up sneaking in there and disrupting the recovery. And that allows Lawrence McCray to have an opportunity. Another big play, and the master, there he is, pumping his fist on the sideline, and then eventually getting congratulations from defensive coordinator Todd Wash.
We'll be back next week on Jags Wired, when we'll look back at the regular season finale against the Titans. We leave you now with more sights and sounds from the West Coast. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, we here. Y'all tell me, man. Tell me. Y'all see the thing, LBs, baby. Y'all know what time it is. We rocking, baby.
All work is easy work.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. One play at a time. What we got today? What we got? We got a bill plus?
I gotta get that $1,000, though, you did.
All right, let's go get it then.
And I'm a key, brother, and I'm a key, brother, I'm a key, brother, I'm a
key. Come on, let's go. Hey, let's go.